something, coming up with an incentive structure that looks and sounds like a game can make people actually try a lot harder.
All right, Shankar, thanks as always.
Thank you, David.
There's no mystery in this. You can find Shankar Vedantam on Twitter at Hidden Brain, and while you're at it, follow this program at Morning Edition. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter March wheat is 530 and a half, up 9 3/4. May, 531 and a quarter, up 9. Soft March wheat, 491 and a quarter, up 5 1/2. May, 491 up 8 1/2. March corn, 381 and a quarter, up 2. May, 387 and a half, up 1 1/2. July, 395 and a quarter, up 1 1/4. And December, 411 and 3/4, up 1. March soybeans, 987 up 7 3/4. July, 998 and a half, up 8. November, 971 and a quarter, up 6. March soybean meal, 342.60 up 5.60. March soybean oil, 31.08 down 6 cents. The May is down 8 cents. April live cattle, 154.75 up 10 cents. June is 146.67 and a half, down 42 and a half. March feeders, 209.60 down 12 and a half. April, 208.72 and a half up 15. April lean hogs, 65.95 down 17 and a half. May, 76.57 and a half, and they're down 67 1/2. If you've purchased your tickets for the all-day Ag Outlook meeting tomorrow at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana, and they haven't arrived yet in the mail, and they don't come today, don't fret. We'll have a check-in list and extra tickets at the door for you. So come on down with or without a ticket if you've already purchased it. And, of course, if you've already received your tickets, please make an effort to remember to bring them along with you. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He's in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, are we ready for the big meeting?
I hope you got my ticket for me. Yeah. It's always a enjoyment, good event to go to. You just never know who's going to say what and what the outcome's going to be. I guarantee it's going to be entertaining.
Yes, it will. And, of course, it's a WASD day as well. Trade not expecting a whole lot of much happening. Maybe some minor revisions downward in corn and soybean ending stocks. Could we see a surprise? We usually don't in March.
Well, it's kind of hard to imagine that. When you don't expect something does happen. I think there's going to be more surprises, more information over at Covington tomorrow versus what we're going to learn from the USDA WASD numbers. Tomorrow we will bring a cheat sheet along, so if you are interested in the numbers and want to fill them in tomorrow, we'll have that available for everyone to look at. But, you know, probably the South America bean crop, we'll look at that a little bit and see if they fine-tune those production numbers. As far as demand goes, they're going to wait and see what the March stocks report shows to give them a benchmark to go off of for the stocks numbers before they change demand a whole lot on this current crop year.
We expect that the continuing of the whittling down due to some good demand's been very good in soybeans. Maybe demand a little bit underrated in corn. Maybe feed usage and ethanol grind a little bit better than traders believe.
Well, we'll see how that unfolds here as we move forward through here. We got to remember on wheat though, we're going to have drop in wheat values. We're going to start seeing feed wheat come into the equation in some areas. You know, ethanol, it's a little questionable. Too, it might be a little, flat line activity there. But they're going to keep both those numbers high. Feed usage on the supply demand balance sheet's actually a miscellaneous category. They'll use that to get the balance act in line. Ethanol, it's going to stay above $5 billion, for some time to come.
What will be a big topic of conversation tomorrow will be the planning intentions report that comes out at the end of the month, and our first look at what producers think they want to put in the ground.
Yeah, it'd be interesting just do a plain survey of producers there, see where their thoughts are at this present time. Last winter when beans were $10 plus, there was quite a bit of excitement about planting more beans. Beans bookings on seed was high. When beans dropped and guys looked at that same type of strategy, not having beans priced, with virtually maybe the market going lower in through here, they said maybe that might not work after all. So, the trend is going to be more beans, less corn. To what degree, we'll see how that pans out. The big factor, though, is going to be weather. Weather's going to have a lot to say with that, whether that materializes or not.
And the market, at least at the moment, has a bias toward ideas that planted acres could be reduced in corn.
To what degree we'll see, whether it's a rotation or economics factor, a combination of both. We'll see what we come up with. But the acreage report is one of the top lines on the supply-demand balance sheet, and what's going to affect the bottom line after that is yield, what type of yield you put on it. And that could shift that bottom line tremendously according to what type of weather pattern we see.
Well, statistically, you wouldn't think we're going to see 2 years in a row like we had last year, would you?
Well, there's one weather forecaster say you can write down the same days of rain and everything's going to be exactly the same as last year, so we'll see.
What else are we keeping an eye on this week?
Well, kind of the outside markets, for say, the stock indexes and moved to all-time highs here recently, and the consumer confidence is strong. If you have strong consumer confidence and strong investor confidence, that's fairly important. Energy markets continue to hover down here at these lower levels. It's a pleasant surprise when you go to the gas pump and you can actually fill up a vehicle 50% than where we were just not too long ago. So I think that's a key here. Watch as we move forward here, because whenever you have that investor confidence behind you, it always helps maintain a positive outlook longer term.
Do you think that investor conference will translate into more speculation in grains over the summer?
The big thing on summer grain markets is, we need the market to turn hot and dry. There's nothing more exciting than to see the yard turn brown or else the corn stock roll up tighter than a cigar. That's where a lot of speculative money comes in to the market when you actually see visual dryness kick in. Now, if we have favorable temperatures and timely rains, it's going to be awful hard to get the investor to come in and trade these summer grain markets. So it's going to have to be a dry weather event, hopefully not here in the central Midwest. Keep it up in that northwestern area.
At what point will we see Brazil and Argentina, more Brazil than Argentina right now, really begin to pull in the lion's share of the soybean program? We've extended a little bit longer than many thought we would.
On what now?
On old crop soybeans, our program has extended a little bit longer than many thought we would because of issues in Brazil and Argentina.
Well, yeah, it's really actually a combination of things. We got to remember, we came into this crop year with a carryout less than 100 million bushels. Then we ran into transportation issues. Then we ran into cold weather. So it's been one thing after another through here. So, they gobbled up a lot of our beans here last fall and this winter. And they've been under the gun to get some purchases and shipments out of the southern hemisphere as these beans in the southern hemisphere becomes more readily available. Just this last week and a half, we saw transportation issue concerns there, and that's starting to straighten out somewhat. Strength today was on ideas. Maybe we could see a little bit of a trucker strike resume. But they'll be watching that southern hemisphere. It's a huge crop. Some early harvest yields are coming in much better than expected. And those beans are going to come on the world market. It's just when.
Thank you much, Kurt.
All right, Dave. Take care.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. March corn, 381 and a quarter, up 2. July, 395, up 1. December, 411 and a half, up 3 quarters. March beans, 984 and a half, up 5 and a quarter. May, 989 and a half, up 4 and 1 half. November, 968 and a quarter, up 3. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WIOL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.